The regions say they now have assurances from the governor and state senate Democrats that at least some of the proposed $108 million in proposed budget cuts for the university will be restored. At a news conference at the Capitol, Governor Scott McCallum assured Regent President Jay Smith and UW President Catherine Lyle that he'll push to prevent any increase in the $51 million cut he proposed in his state budget, but he would not commit to vetoing a budget that comes to his desk with additional cuts.
I will continue to work towards the original budget proposal that I have in place. That was the $51 million reduction, which I think is significant to the university. And I'll continue to work with the legislature, both parties in this.
UW President Catherine Lyle says if further cuts make it into the budget, the regents will be forced to revisit the admissions freeze. But she says she's reassured by what she's heard this week.
Two of the three key parties at the table have already spoken out on the issue, and I'm confident that we'll have the resources to educate those students.
But Assembly Republican John Gard is skeptical. He says the admission freeze was a political move designed to pressure legislators to back off on trimming the university's proposed 10% tuition hike. And he's not convinced the money is there to roll back the proposed cuts.
Nobody has a clue how they're going to pay for it, and nobody apparently has asked that question. But I guarantee you there's going to be a tax increase coming from the Senate. And the university apparently is going to say that that's okay, and that's going to help stimulate the economy.
Regent President Jay Smith defends the temporary admissions freeze. He says the university has a responsibility not to admit students that it can't afford to provide with a quality education. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.